This man is an assassin, a murderer of your own family members. Not only that, but he is also dissatisfied his master. He is but the burnt remnants of his family. Kill him immediately. So this is Krishna speaking to Arjuna about Ashwatthama, who had killed the sons of Prabhu. Purport by his divine grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, the son of Dronacharya is here condemned as the burnt remnants of his family. The good name of Dronacharya was very much respected. Although he joined the enemy camp, Pandavas held him always in respect, and Arjuna saluted him before the beginning of the fight. There was nothing wrong in that way. But the son of Dronacharya degraded himself by committing acts which are never done by the Dvijas, the twice-born higher castes. Ashwatthama, the son of Dronacharya, committed murder by killing the five sleeping sons of Draupadi, by which he dissatisfied his master, Duryodhana, who never approved of the heinous act of killing the five sleeping sons of the Pandavas. This means that Ashwatthama became an assaulter of Arjuna's own family members, and thus he was liable to be punished by him. The Shastras, he who attacks without notice, or kills from behind, sets fire to another's house, or kidnaps one's wife, is condemned to death. Krishna reminded Arjuna of these facts, so he might take notice of them and do the needful. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. So here, Krishna is advising how this son of Dronacharya, Ashwatthama, should be punished. So Arjuna is a Kshatriya, and the Kshatriya is the class of people that's responsible for punishing people who transgress Dharma. Basically, the word kshatriya comes from two words, shat, which means hurt, and chayate, which means the liver. So, people who cause harm to innocent people have to be curtailed in society, and therefore the kshatriya class has to exist, because there's always a class of powerful people who for their own selfish motives, exploit innocent people. Therefore, there has to be a class of powerful, righteous people to keep those people in check. Therefore, that was one of the duties of the Kshatriyas, to punish people who cause trouble to innocent people, and thereby protect innocent people. So Krishna is the source of all dharma, and he's reminding Arjuna of the Dharma of the Kshatriya, which he also does in Bhagavad Gita as well. Actually, the qualities of the Kshatriya are listed in Bhagavad Gita. It's interesting, Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita 4.13 that he created the system of varnas and ashrams. And that the varnas, created based on the quality and work, qualities and the work activities of the people involved. So, of course, the caste system is a perversion of that. Sometimes we have to deal with the caste system if people think we're Hindus, and what little they know about Hinduism, they know about this caste system, which is actually a perversion of the Anashram Dharma. Because in the caste system, they say if you're born into a certain class, that's what you are. That's actually not according to the Bhagavad Gita, because according to Bhagavad Gita, it's based on qualities and activities. So Krishna lists the qualities of the two higher class, Brahmanas and the Kshatriyas. He lists the activities of the two lower classes, the Vaishyas and the Shudras. So this is the qualities of the Kshatriya. Soyam Tejo Jatiri Daksham Yudhe Chapa Palayanam Anamishvara Bhava Cha Shatram Karma Svabhavajam. Heroism, power, determination, resourcefulness, courage in battle, generosity, and leadership are the natural qualities of work for the Kshatriyas. So, of course, we can see that Arjuna had these qualities. And this is here reminding him duty as a Kshatriya. So this is just the beginning of a whole discussion about Dharma. What's interesting in this section is that although all the Pandavas are considered to be pure devotees of Krishna, they have different opinions about what should have been done, what should be done with this Ashvatthama. Krishna has his opinion, which he's giving here, kill him immediately. And then Bhima also wanted him killed immediately. But Draupadi thought he should be spared, because if he was killed, then his mother would lament. And she didn't want his mother to lament, which is a very amazing quality in Draupadi. I think that this rascal killed my own children, I should want him to suffer as much as possible. But instead she was thinking of how much his mom would suffer if he were killed. So she didn't want to kill him. And Yudhisthira, being a very peaceful type person, and not wanting to kill unnecessarily, also thought he should be spared. And then, Krishna tells Arjuna, you have to satisfy me, and you have to satisfy all these others. So then Arjuna has to figure out what to do, and Krishna from within gives him intelligence. What's interesting about it is that that Krishna considered all of these people on an equal level with himself and with each other, and that their opinions about what should be done should be respected and adhered to, followed as far as possible. So the Dharma isn't all as necessarily as black and white as some people want it to be all the time. How people act actually has to be pleasing to the Lord and his devotees. And Arjuna, because he's a highly advanced devotee, could actually figure out how to punish Ashvatthama in the proper way. So in this purport, we're reminded by Srila Prabhupada that there are certain aggressors who deserve the death penalty. And there's six of them, and some of them are listed here. Who attacks without notice, who kills from behind, who sets fires to another's house, or kidnaps one's wife. One is administering poison, and one is attacking with a weapon, or sort of like robbery, where you use a weapon to steal someone's property. So the idea is that if these people aren't punished by death in this life, then their karma will carry over into the next life, and they'll have to be punished then. It's sort of like if you're in debt. If you're in debt, the best thing is to pay off your debt right now, then you don't have to worry about it anymore. Otherwise, you have this debt always hanging over your head, and you always have to, oh, I have to pay this. One time I borrowed money to go to India, and I promised my friend I borrowed $400, and I said I'd pay him back $40 every month for 10 months. It was just a hassle to have to remember to pay him $40 a month for 10 months. So the best thing is, of course, not to be in any debt. But you can't avoid being in debt. The best thing is to pay off all your debts at once. So if the person who's committed an atrocity, like one of these six acts of aggression, is killed, then he's completely his debt for doing that crime is completely paid off. And it's one place Prabhupada says that if a murderer is punished by death, then he is so much purified of the sin of murder that he can actually attain the heavenly planets, because that's such a serious punishment. So that's also interesting. Another little point. A few other things Prabhupada said, that the Pandavas always held Dronacharya in respect, even though he was on the opposing side in the battle. So that's actually because they're elevated souls. The people in lower consciousness, if they see somebody does one bad thing, they focus in on that, and they disregard all the good things that somebody did previously, and because this is the age of Kali, in which the mode of ignorance, the last worst quality, is in full swing. That's a tendency. Even if somebody has done like a bunch of good things in their whole life, they do one bad thing, people focus on the bad thing and disregard the good things. But Krishna is not like that, and his devotees also aren't like that. The pure devotees aren't like that. They remember all the good things that a person did and can consider this one bad thing they did as just a small deviation from an otherwise beautiful personality. Not something to be overwhelmed by. Actually, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, even if a person, let's read it as it's written, because I'm not paraphrasing it. 9:13, Bhagavad Gita. Even if one commits the most abominable action, if he's engaged in devotional service, he's to be considered a saintly because he's properly situated in his determination. So, because generally, Dronacharya was a highly elevated person who acted according to Dharma, as was Bhishma Dev, even though they were both on the wrong side in the Battle of Kurukshetra, Pandavas still thought good things about them. And another striking thing, we mentioned it before, but it's just what Ashwatthama did is so bad that even Duryodhan thought it was bad. Duryodhan was not a good person. He tried to poison Bhima, and he invited the Pandavas to live in a flammable house with the idea of burning them alive. So Duryodhan wasn't a person of high moral caliber, but this killing of these innocent children in their sleep was so bad that even Duryodhan, who was a pretty bad person himself, he thought it was bad. So it was really bad. Therefore, Krishna's advising that he be killed immediately. Turn to the next verse. Sutta Vacha Evam Parikshita Dharmam Partha Krishna Chodita Naicha Dantun Shkru Sutam Yadyap Yatna. Sri Goswami said, although Krishna, who was examining Arjuna in religion, encouraged Arjuna to kill the son of Dronacharya, Arjuna, a great soul, did not like the idea of killing him. Although Ashwatthama was a heinous murderer of Arjuna's family, Arjuna was a great soul, undoubtedly, which is proved here also. He's encouraged here in person by the Lord to kill the son of Drona, but Arjuna considers that the son of his great teacher should be spared, for he happens to be the son of Dronacharya, even though he is an unworthy son, having done all kinds of heinous acts, whimsically, for no one's benefit. Lord Sri Krishna encouraged Arjuna outwardly just to test Arjuna's sense of duty. It's not that Arjuna was incomplete in his sense of duty, nor was Lord Krishna, Sri Krishna, unaware of Arjuna's sense of duty. But Lord Sri Krishna puts to the test many of his pure devotees just to magnify his sense of duty. Gopis were put to such tests as well. Lord Maharaj was also put to such a test. All pure devotees come out successful in the respective tests by the Lord. So, the verse is saying that because Arjuna was a great soul, he didn't like the idea of killing Ashwatthama. I was just reading yesterday in the 11th canto, like how in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, I'm the taste of water, I'm the light of the sun and the moon. Well, in the Uddhava Gita, he says different things also. One of the things he says, among vows, I'm nonviolence, which shows that Krishna really values nonviolence. And apparently, Arjuna really valued nonviolence, and he wasn't really enthusiastic to kill him. Because he was related to Dronacharya, who was a great soul. And Dronacharya wasn't just any old great soul, but he was actually Arjuna's guru in the matter of, in that he learned archery from him. So the whole reason that Arjuna was a great hero, great hero by the mercy of Dronacharya. So he felt indebted to Dronacharya for having taught him the military art so nicely that he performed very wonderfully on the battlefield of Kurukshetra to Lord Krishna's satisfaction. So He has some good feelings because he has these good feelings for Dronacharya. He doesn't want to give the full punishment. Recommended to his son. So that could be evidence of a sign of gratitude toward his guru, his teacher, Dharmacharya. Out of gratitude, he considered he should be lenient dealing with his son, even though his son was clearly unworthy. And then the second paragraph is about how the Lord tests the devotees. So that's interesting. And he says, but Lord Sri Krishna puts to the test many of his pure devotees just to magnify the sense of duty. So basically, the reason for the tests is that Krishna likes to glorify his devotees for acting in an exemplary way. And therefore, he puts them in circumstances so people can see just how great they are. Like the Pandavas, they suffered so many calamities. Despite all the suffering, they didn't lose their faith in Krishna. Sometimes when people suffer a lot, they think that, well, you know, how can there be a God? Because I'm such a nice guy and all these bad things are happening to me. There's this story that was sort of a far-out story. There's this devotee who puts on Rath Yatras, the London Rath Yatra cart, different cities in Europe. And he'd come to Ireland one year and he was just telling this story before or after the Rath Yatra. He was just hanging out with the devotees and he was telling a story about they were advertising some Krishna festival or Rath Yatra or something and they're putting up posters. And there was two devotees. One was like a new devotee, Bhakta so-and-so. And the other was somebody who'd been a devotee for years. And I think somebody put posters on top of their posters. So they decided they were going to rip down these people's posters and repost to their posters. Because, so in the course of advertising the Krishna event, they took down some other people's posters. So what happened was the people whose posters they took down happened to catch them doing that, and they're really upset, and they actually beat up the devotees, which is like really bad. And well, the interesting part about the story was that the two devotees took it in different ways. The person who'd been a devotee for a while, he took it like, you know, I've been doing so much devotional service to Krishna, and Krishna lets this happen to me, and he actually lost some faith. And the new devotee, you know how it describes Krishna's awe describing the material world as being a miserable place, you know, and so he just saw it as evidence that yeah, this material world is pretty bad, but I should get out of this place. You know, it increased his faith because he saw this, seeing the evil of the material world. You know, that yeah, this isn't the place where I want. I should. So even though the same thing happened to it, to them, one of them took it in a way that was more faithful, and one of them took it in a less faithful. So Krishna puts people into a circumstance, and the Pandavas went through so much suffering, but they retained their faith in Krishna. And Kunti says, quoted in Nectar Devotion, this saying, after the Pandavas, you know, everything was all over and the Pandavas were in power and had the kingdom, and she said that the sunshine may someday become cool and the moonshine may someday become hot, but you will never fail in your promise to protect your devotees. So they weren't seeing all these bad things happen. It didn't disturb them. They knew someday, you know, everything will be all right by Krishna's grace. And to see their dependence on Krishna and their faith in Krishna throughout all that suffering is that's their glory. Because to be tolerant in the face of adversity is a divine quality, of an important divine quality. And to maintain faith in the Supreme Lord in all circumstances is another divine quality. So beginning of this test of Dharma that's being described here, and we'll see that Arjuna passes the test because of his devotion to Krishna. Krishna from within gives him a clue how to satisfy him. And Prabhupada ends on a reassuring note. All pure devotees come out successful in the respective tests by Krishna. So if we try to be very pure, try and perform our devotional service with the idea of becoming purified, the idea of pleasing Krishna, the idea of pleasing our guru, the idea of pleasing the devotees. If we have a pure devotional goal or mentality, then although we may encounter different tests, actually any questions, comments, related points? I think we should stop here because if we went on to another verse, we couldn't really do it justice. We'll just yeah, in summary, basically, that Dharma is subtle, and there's subtleties in Dharma, and Krishna wants to make sure that Arjuna makes the decision that it's pleasing to actually real Dharma is to please the Lord and his devotees. So he's encouraging Arjuna to act in such a way. And we'll find out what he actually does. So thank you for your time. We'll continue with this exciting pastime tomorrow or the next day. Sadhan Grace Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki.